These men and women make up part of the largest Haitian expat community in Latin America. After their country's 2010 earthquake, Chile opened its doors to tens of thousands of Haitians. But today, even as thousands of undocumented Venezuelans, Colombians, and Peruvians are flocking to Chile, huge numbers of Haitians are actually leaving. On the U.S.-Mexico border, hundreds of Haitians have discarded their Chilean ID cards as they risk their lives trying to reach U.S. shores. The question is, why would they leave Chile, the country with the highest per capita income in the region?
The treatment that Haitians receive here from Chile's current president is indecent. That's why they decide to journey to El Dorado, even if they die on the way, because they are sure they will be treated better.
The death of a young Haitian mother shook the community to the core. 2 years ago, 27-year-old Joan Florville, who did not speak Spanish, was arrested and later taken from the police station to the hospital in a coma. Her sister says that Florville had been accused of abandoning her two-month-old baby at a municipal office, when in fact she had only left her in her stroller with a guard for a few minutes while she tried to find someone to translate for her. Samantha agreed to speak to us for the first time about what her sister told her before she died a month later, including charges that she was badly beaten by police.
That's why she cried so much. She told me the police and others treat Haitians badly here. She said they treat Haitians like dogs. But actually, that's not true, because here they treat dogs quite well.
Samantha nevertheless wants to remain in Chile to be near her deceased sister's child, who lives with her father. She adds that not all Chileans are bad, such as Roxana, her brother's girlfriend. But racism and discrimination of Haitians are widespread.
In Chile, many associate Haitians with compassion. They are seen as people who are socially degraded, defenseless, inferior in some ways. But racism isn't exclusively about the color of one's skin. Discrimination is based on class. It's poverty that makes the difference.
At a migrant assistance center in Santiago, we meet another Haitian migrant who asked not to be identified for fear of reprisals. She says the main problem isn't racism. It's the government's refusal to issue or renew working documents for most Haitians.
If you want to work, you have to have an ID card, and to have an ID card, you need to work. So if you can't get papers, how can you work? You can't live decently. That's why the majority of my friends have left the country. I have no friends left.
Approximately 90% of Haitians in Chile don't have valid residency papers, which makes them open to rampant abuse from landlords and unscrupulous employers, and ineligible for social services.
Chile's current government has become more hostile towards undocumented migrants, especially those who, for example, are working in the informal sector. Critics say that it has done little or nothing to promote social inclusion, nor to crack down on illegal exploitation of Haitians, all of which is keeping them at the bottom of the social and economic ladder in this country.
And until that changes, the majority of Haitians who came here thinking they had reached the promised land will continue to live in squalor and suffer discrimination. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Santiago.